I've spoken to you before on the phone, Sheena, obviously, but I have looked at the website before I came down, and it still does absolutely just a fraction of the justice to the photographs that are actually here on the wall. And they're just incredible. The colours are so vibrant. The subjects are fantastic. But as Marina was just saying a few minutes ago before we started recording, what really makes these photographs stand out is the moment. There is a moment in every single one of them. There's personality, not just animals. There's literally personality leaping off every frame. When did photography first grab you?
I don't think it was the photography that grabbed me. I think it's the art that grabs me. And I think without the artist, I wouldn't be creating these images. The botany, the zoology, I've always been interested in. So I'm terribly lucky. I'm now combining all my interests and creating a photograph that hopefully is pleasing to the eye.
Well, it's more than pleasing to the eye. And I can understand then, obviously, if the art came first. I mean, obviously, composition in a photograph is so key, but there's a very kind of special composition in all of these because, as I said, the personality is there.
Well, I think for me, I don't think I could be a landscape photographer, but I think for me it's terribly important to connect with what I'm photographing. It's important to get the light in the eye. I don't sit in a hide. I try and relate to the subject. That's often very difficult if it's a flock of birds, but there are animals and birds that you can quietly get close to and get the eye contact.
If we take a look at some of the subjects that you've got some beautiful portraits of seabirds and puffins, and I gather quite a lot of your work you have been doing down on the islands off the coast of Dingle.
Yes, I've been, last year I was camped on three islands. Again, it's important to camp. It's not easy, but you have to be up early and you have to be out late to get the shots, to get the light. The light's terribly important. Photography is all about light. Without light, you haven't got a good shot.
What was that like, you know, your first time heading out to camp, we'll say, on the Blaskets?
It was fantastic.
Really? Yeah. And you don't use a hide or anything, you said?
Well, no, on the islands we have such an abundance of wildlife that you don't need to use a hide, but you do need to be quiet and take your time so you don't frighten anything, and everything is nesting, so you really have to have an appreciation, understanding of what's happening around you so that you don't interfere with the wildlife.
You're quite passionate about the wildlife that is in the seas around our island and on the islands, scattered in the harbours and so on, and that seems to be where a big part of the drive has been for you with some of these projects.
Yes, I think for me, growing up in Ireland, there was an abundance of wildlife. I don't think there's such an abundance, but it's there, and luckily we have a landscape that cannot be spoiled. Therefore, if you go to the mountains, you go to the sea, you go to the islands, it's still there.
I know that as a child, and there's probably a whole generation of us really that would have grown up watching Eamon de Butler's programmes, you know, on TV for many, many years as children. Yeah. And I think we're so lucky that we did have that. I don't know that, yes, there are some wildlife programmes on television now, naturally, but he brought something very, very special to it. And he has seen your work and you've...
Eamon was fantastic. He agreed to launch our exhibition concert, the performance that Marina and I do together. He did that in Ballymaloe in November, and he was wonderful. He was fantastic. And of course, everybody knows Eamon de Butler. I've got his books, copies of his films, his programmes, series of programmes in the gallery. He's recognised by everybody, but he did a wonderful job.
Before we talk to Marina and include her in the conversation for a second, would you take me to maybe one or two of the photographs that you have captured here on the wall? For people who haven't been into the gallery in Kinsale before, the photographs are just filling the walls on either side. Some fantastic seals, there's little hares and rabbits, and I can see deer. But I think for me, some of the birds that you have captured are extraordinary. And I can imagine that, or I must imagine, that photographing birds is incredibly difficult because they're so swift.
I think what happens for me, actually, I preconceive what I'm trying to photograph.
Yeah.
And then you're looking for the action to happen.
Right.
It's very easy to photograph a duck on a nest. I'm not about that. It's about capturing motion, capturing a moment. So I'm looking for it before. It's not just, oh, it's happening, snap. It's looking to see what's happening and gauging what's going to happen next. And that way I've managed to get a series of photographs that often create a storyline.
Well, some of the storylines you've created with some of the puffins are just gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. And like, there is a very definite storyline with some of them. Life events, there's proposals, there's weddings, there's defense, there's battles, you know, and they're all snapped. Tell me a little bit about this, the most gorgeous double photograph down below there of a puffin and a rabbit.
This was amazing. The rabbit was so well camouflaged. At first it was very difficult to see, but it was the start of an interaction about to happen. So I've managed to get a series, which in fact is going on to a series of mugs, a set of four.
Wow.
And it's a series where the rabbit and the puffin meet, called The Approach. And then the rabbit's getting closer and he's saying, "You've claws, not paws." Then the puffin turns onto the rabbit and the saying is, "You've paws, not claws." Mm-hmm. And the final one is the rabbit is racing and it's run, rabbit, run. So it makes a nice storyline.
It's plainly obvious who had the upper hand or wing in that particular one. But what I found extraordinary is next to each photograph that you've taken, you also have an interesting fact about the animal or bird that it's there. And I didn't realise that puffins and rabbits, they're competing for the burrows.
Well, I think there's so little available, but they're brought up in the same burrows, they share them. And the Manx shearwaters as well often are in the same burrows.
Now we can hear Marina's voice there in the background again. The music is playing here in the gallery and it's a beautiful marriage actually of images and music. And you've had a number of events that you've launched together. So how did the two of you meet first and then how did the collaboration start? Where did you meet?
Well, that was another moment in time, wasn't it?
Another capture.
It was one of those things I think was meant to happen because I live in Killarney at the foot of the beautiful Mangerton Mountain and Sheena was a bit lost on the back roads and I was coming back off a walk and she stopped to ask me directions and then she came to my house and had a cup of tea and now we're working together.
Yeah. Well, it was two and a half hours later when I was listening to Marina singing a duet with her daughter Jessie and all the children sitting, about five children sitting around me and tears flowing down my face because it was just so touching. You can hear Marina's music in the background. I think actually that's what you were playing.
I think so. Yeah, we kind of wanted to do something together. I've worked as a harpist and a singer for many years. And then the opportunity came about last year in the Blasket Centre in Dunquin. I think the idea was, you know, to match. For example, Sheena has a wonderful set of photographs from the Skellix, which is a place I'm very fond of. And I have a collection of songs called the Hermit Songs. And just the words, I suppose, and the mood just seemed to... So instead of it just being, I suppose, music in the background, we decided from the outset to match very, very closely the music with the photographs. That idea was born in the Blasket Centre and now we've developed it into an hour programme.
An hour's programme? Yeah. And you've done it already, of course, obviously, here.
Yes.
Is this the concert that's going to take place in Ballymaloe?
Yes.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about that. When's the event happening?
The launch is on the 22nd of July, and it's...
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you pronounce the name.
Eina Lilauna
is launching it. So we're delighted. And also Yasmin Hyde of Ballymaloe Relish is going to sponsor us, and we're offering a fork supper with a glass of wine. It is included with the ticket. So, and that'll happen in the grain store. So it's going to be a full evening where everybody's involved right from the start.
Fantastic. And you'll be playing the harp and...
Yes, I mean, we did it already in November as part of Music Week at Ballymaloe. And I suppose you can only describe it as it's a total feast for the senses because you're watching a wonderful film show with the music. So
an aesthetic experience of sight and sound.
Exactly.
Write that down. Definitely.
Well, actually, Marina says it even better when you said, "I gave vision to your music and you give wings to my photography."